Is it bad that I'm nervous? don't really know how to start this. I don't do these ever. So this is kind of my first time. You will be gentle with me, won't you? it's taken me a little over 40 minutes to get my microphone into a place where I can, like, stretch out and relax, because there's no way I'm doing this at my desk. No. I need a far more relaxing environment for that. So here we are, sprawled out on my bed. In what is frankly fairly unnatural situation. I don't believe I'm doing this, but I agreed I would. So now it comes down to just summoning up the requisite excitement, which shouldn't be too hard, to be honest, because, look, I mean, it's just the two of us here, right? I mean, no one else is listening, so I can be honest with you, yeah? Good, I'm glad. This is kind of exciting. I mean, I got into this whole audio business because I wanted to entertain people. And it turns out that after nearly two years of making erotic audios, I can't even say it. God, look at the state of me. After nearly 2 years of making audio porn. So you can say that, right? Yeah, audio porn. People actually want to hear me get off. Like, for real. And I never thought that would happen. I've always shied away from making ramble faps, because there are some people out there who are really good at this. But one of the reasons I got into making audio porn in the first place was because, let's be honest, if I said there wasn't a kind of a power trip involved in this, you know, knowing that I've got other people excited with just my voice, I mean, come on, you can't think like that and not just get a little bit turned on yourself, you know? Because I've seen, like, the listening figures for the audios that I make. Even the script fill stuff. I'm talking thousands of listens. So that's either one really dedicated listener, and if that's you, thank you. Or there's hundreds to maybe even thousands of people listening to me, making the audios I make, you know, dishing out the content I work with, and having a lot of fun. That's a buzz. Well, it is. Of course it is. And yeah, just occasionally when I think about that and I kind of settle back, I get turned on by it. But it's no shame in admitting that, right? And, I mean, it would be, you know, wrong of me to just lie blatantly and say that that's never been fuel for me, you know, getting myself off as well. But it's hard now. I mean, well, that's true. But it's more difficult now as well, because now I'm actually thinking about how to go about this. And, you know, there's a microphone here that I'm desperately trying not to knock as I move. And this is just really strange. But that said, what really gets me going, what really makes me interested in doing this, is knowing that you're out there. And that you choose something that I made in those moments or in those minutes that you have to yourself when there's that particular itch you want to scratch. And I just imagine you making yourself comfortable, settling back, finding a comfortable place to be, making sure that you've got the privacy you need and the wandering hands. Oh, yeah. That is definitely fun. I mean, who wouldn't like that, right? who wouldn't find that a reason to touch themselves, you know, to wrap their hands around their cock, that rapidly stiffening cock, and start stroking just ever so gently. And because, you know, I'm allowed to get a kick out of this, just like you do, just like, you know, all 40 people did when they voted for me to make this audio. 40 people wanted me to stroke my cock where they can hear the results, and that brought out a kink that I didn't know I had. See, not actually that much of an exhibitionist, but, oh, I mean, this feels too good to, yeah, this feels too good to deny. So, oh yeah, this could be the start of a new avenue of, this could be the start of a new avenue of expression for me. Because all I need to do really is focus on what you could be doing at your end. Finding ways to get your skin tingling, get the blood racing, touch yourself, just like I'm doing. Oh wow, I like that a lot, knowing that I could be the inspiration behind you, with a hand between your legs. Oh yeah, fuck yes, that's motivating. Oh yeah. Wow, and then I can't. Oh yeah, can't think about that. Can't focus on that without. Oh god, getting quite carried away here. Oh man, god, that's good. Too good. I gotta slow down, because god help me if I start actually trying to picture you and what you might be doing there. Oh god, that's just, that's a wild thought, but not exactly off base, is it? I mean, that's what you wanted me to do this for, right? Because you wanted to come with me, didn't you? I don't blame you. I'm just, I find that thought so exciting. That it's really hard to keep control. So, why bother, right? I mean, isn't that what you want to hear? Isn't that what you're after? Want to hear me lose control and just give in, stroke my cock like there's no tomorrow? You want to hear me come for you? Is that what you want? Oh, fuck. Well, I might be in a really good position to oblige you. Oh, yeah. I would be a lot more descriptive, but Oh, I'm getting way too carried away. Oh, God. Yeah. Fun. Well, if you enjoyed this, you know what to do. Let me know. Maybe there'll be more in the future. And maybe once I'm through the whole novice thing that is going, I've got going on right now, that they'll get better and better. And who knows what I might say. Oh, that's a thought. Who knows? Hope you enjoyed.